This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta medicate loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, you know, I'm just sitting there just kind of, you know, surfing the news this morning. And is it just me, or does it appear to be that surgeons are trying harder and harder to do very, like, weird Frankenstein-type science? And I guess the latest headline is we have a surgeon who has created a two-headed rat. And they are hoping to do this for humans as well. I can't speak for all humans, but for the humans that I know, I don't think any of us want to be a part of a two-headed creature. I could barely live with myself. I can't, you know, live with anybody else. But I guess a team of Chinese researchers have successfully created a two-headed rat. And they wrote a paper about the surgery together with, of course, famous Italian neurosurgeon that is really into this stuff, Sergio Canavero. It was published in CNS Neuroscience and Therapeutics. The team transplanted the head of one rat onto the back of a larger rat. According to the paper, three rats were used for the operation. I guess do the math. A similar rat who acted as a head donor and two larger rats. One large rat received the head transplant, and the other provided continuous blood supply to the donor's rat brain tissue. The donor's head's blood vessels were later attached to the recipient's. Okay, does any of that make sense to you? Three mice. I mean, it sounds like the third mouse was supplying blood to the head on the back of the other mouse. Okay, that would, I guess, make some sense because maybe the vessels coming from the back weren't enough to supply the brain. I don't know. Again, why are we doing this? Why? What's the purpose? They say the paper states that the donor's head was able to blink and respond after the operation. I know, I feel bad for the rat. I really do. This is where I start to feel bad. You know how scary that must be? He's like, wait a second, what am I doing on the back of another rat? Every time he runs under one of those little mouse holes, he's going to hit my head. Now, as you know, Sergio Canavero has attained a level of notoriety in recent years because he has been talking about head transplants for a while. He was going to be doing it on a Russian patient who was a quadriplegic, and he said now he's going to be doing it on a Chinese national as he's going to be in China, and it's probably more practical to be performing it on somebody who lives within that country. According to a clinical professor of neurological surgery at the University of California, Davis, he said, this is such an overwhelming project, the possibility of it happening is very unlikely. He said the real stumbling block is the ethics. Should this surgery be done at all? There are obviously going to be many people who disagree with it. 2015, Canavero predicted that the first human head transplant would be completed in 2017. And as we talked about yesterday, they are planning for the end of 2017 or early 2018 for this head transplant. I guess what they're going to do is they're going to sever the head off with the cleanest of clean knives. I don't know, palm olive. I don't know what they want. I mean, it would be, by clean, we're not talking sterile. We're talking in terms of precision blade. And then they reattach the nerves and the vessels and the ligaments and everything precisely. It would probably be a multiple day surgical process. And then the healing time would probably take years. Very scary. And again, I don't know why. I have the picture right now of the mouse's head on top of the other mouse's head. They basically grafted it. I need to post this on Facebook. This just blows my mind. It's weird. I still don't understand what the practical uses are. I mean, unless what they're trying to do is come up with a cure for Alzheimer's. I mean, you know, or dementia, where if you start to lose your mind, rather than succumbing to the neurodegenerative disorder, and cognitive disorder, you have another brain that can then take over. And then that brain could take over so you could still function. And I guess maybe why they did this is they attached it to the back, to the upper back, so the head lies on the upper, so that what they could eventually do is cut off the wrong head. I don't know. I don't know. I'm beside myself. I think this stuff is like really, really freaky. But you know what? I think what it is, the scientists have nothing better to do. You know, maybe they think malaria and cancer and HIV and autism and blindness and heart disease is already covered. Maybe they think that, you know, we're good. And so what they need to do is come up with other newer things. See, well, this is what I would do. What I would be spending my time on is, if this whole purpose is to help people who have, you know, loss of brain function, then why don't you start developing brain tissue in a lab such that you could transplant it and connect the neurons and all that? No, no, the brain is too difficult. There's too many neurons. No, it won't work. Well, you can't do a full brain transplant. So then they're saying, well, what if we do a head transplant? Maybe that bypasses the brain, because the electrical conductivity, rather than dealing with tons of neurons, all you have to deal with is the finite amount of neurons that innervate the spinal cord, etc. I don't know. I guess it's exciting in the scientific world. I think it's freaky. I'm kind of freaked out by that. All right, so what are we going to talk about today? Apparently, if you fast on alternate days, it may be a fad diet that may help in terms of weight loss. There's a trend going on in multiple countries. We're going to be looking at that. We're also looking at, it looks like the airlines are really going to start getting spanked. As we are seeing during a congressional hearing, United CEO get kind of a backlashing for what happened with Dr. David Dow. And he was being grilled on questions about, you know, fees and, you know, transfer fees and why they made $800 million on, you know, flight change fees. So this could be kind of good for us. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. situation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Doctor Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Johnny Depp has been in the news. Johnny Depp, I think he's 50 years old. 50. I'm not sure how old he is, but not too much older than us, right? Okay, still cute. Apparently, he has been accused of having, quote-unquote, compulsive spending disorder. I don't know if you guys have been following what's been going on with Johnny Depp, the Pirates of the Caribbean actor, gifted actor. But apparently, his business managers, he claimed back in, I think, March of 2016, that they committed fraud and lost a lot of his money. Okay, they have countersued, and they want him psychologically evaluated for a compulsive spending disorder. This countersuit, the company has accused him of spending his money on, quote, everything other than the timely payment of his taxes, and said that might be the result of a psychological problem, according to the New York Post. Now, the papers had been filed in Los Angeles Superior Court of California yesterday, and they want the star to be examined for, quote, compulsive spending disorder. Apparently, I had written an article about this, for those of you that want to visit my website, drdahlia.com. Apparently, he had been bragging in an interview to Wall Street Journal that if he wanted to buy, I guess, what, 15,000 cotton balls or whatever, he could. And he, as we know, has a lot of investments. And so, in an interview to Wall Street Journal, he said, yeah, if I want to buy 15,000 cotton balls a day, that, it's my thing. And TMG, or the marketing group who was countersuing him, says that by the time he fired them on March 2nd, 2016, Johnny Depp was racking up bills for about $2 million a month, far more than his income could maintain. They said that he would spend money on everything, including $30,000 a month on wines from around the world. He says wine is not an investment. If you drink it, you drink it as soon as you buy it. He also has apparently 14 residences in the south of France. He has a 150-foot yacht. He had to remodel them. From what I understand, he has full-time staff of 40 people and who get paid about $300,000 a month. Now, you see, I'm listening to this, and I'm like, well, you know, wait a second here. Okay, celebrities spend a lot of money. Doesn't George Clooney have his Lake Como place? And if you do have real estate properties and you want to remodel and whatever, you know, don't a lot of investors do that where they put money into their properties? Okay, he has a yacht, and the yacht needed remodeling. Well, many times they do. Apparently, he invested in a friend's record label. He bought a Caribbean island chain in 2004 for $3.6 million. Okay, now, to me, that's a pretty interesting investment. I mean, $3.6 million is a lot of money. Okay, I don't have that. But to be able to buy a Caribbean island chain for that little amount of money, that could be pretty cool. Especially if you could figure out how to get an airport there, and if you could figure out how to get some hotels and make it a destination. You know, he has full-time staff of 40 people that he pays $300,000 per month in total to. Okay, well, you know, he's probably paying them really good salaries. But, you know, so good. It's not like he's spending the money on himself. He's spending the money on other people. He has personal security. And his security, that's 24/7, is about $150,000 per month. And so they claim that he has compulsive spending disorder, which, by the way, compulsive spending disorder is not a thing. It's compulsive buying disorder, which we're going to talk about. They also said he spent $5 million on a cannon to shoot the ashes of his friend, journalist Hunter S. Thompson, into the sky at his funeral. And I guess what's been big news is Johnny Depp, I guess, has hired and retained a sound engineer so that he no longer has to memorize his lines. The sound engineer feeds him his lines during shooting. So everyone's like, oh my gosh, he doesn't memorize his lines. Well, a lot of people get fed their lines. I mean, I understand this is a lot of money, but my understanding is this is what celebrities do. Okay? I mean, look, okay, I am nowhere near the celebrity status of Johnny Depp, but trust me, if I needed Blake to whisper something in my ear on air, he would do that. That's very, very common in media to have somebody whisper something into your ear, like you screw it up, or change topics, or what the hell did you just say, or please don't curse, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, this is what happens in media. So I guess, you know, from what we understand, Depp has made more than $650 million over the course of his career. And that's from an unnamed source that told the Wall Street Journal. And Forbes ranked him Hollywood's most, quote, overpaid actor in both 2015 and 2016. His movies have been, lately some of his movies have not been hits, but, you know, the majority of the Pirates of the Caribbean and, you know, many of the kind of, you know, weird type of stuff he does where he's always in white paint, those movies seem to do really, really good. So what is this compulsive buying disorder? All right, because again, compulsive spending disorder is not what it's supposed to be called. So compulsive buying disorder was first actually cited or described in the early 20th century by a Dr. Bleuer and Kraepelin. And both of them included this CBD or compulsive buying disorder in their textbooks. And they basically named somebody who was a buying maniac an oniomaniac, in where they compulsively buy and it leads to, quote, senseless contraction of debts with continuous delay of payment until a catastrophe clears the situation a little. Then they say a little bit, never altogether, because they never admit to their debts. And they described it back in the early 20th century as an example of reactive impulse or impulsive insanity, which they grouped alongside kleptomania and pyromania. Now, of course, vendors know how to tap in on our psyche. And vendors know exactly how to grab that impulsive buying. And in fact, impulsive buying makes huge, huge, huge profits now for millions and millions of companies. I mean, how many of you guys grab something when you're at the checkout counter at Walmart or Target? There's something there that's colorful, shiny, you think you need, and you grab it. Do you stop? Do you think? No, you grab. And so I see these reactive impulses all the time in shopping. Look at how right now, if you're staring at your computer, if you're home, don't be on a computer if you're driving, but if you're looking at your computer and all of a sudden there's a dress, okay, now this happened to me. I bought a dress online and it really looked good. And I was thinking maybe I need a different color of it. Well, apparently they're smart because these advertisers will start popping up pictures of that same dress in a different color or similar dresses because they think I will quickly turn to the side, the margin of my screen, click on it, and buy it. So they know how to tap in on their psyche. Now, some of you will say, well, okay, so wait a second. So compulsive buying disorder is like a shopaholic. It could be. All right? The difference, though, between a compulsive buying disorder is now it's like a personality disorder. Compulsive buying disorder is now kind of lumped in to an obsessive compulsive personality, into a personality disorder, whereas a shopaholic, where, oh, I just love to go shopping, doesn't necessarily mean it's a compulsive action. So if somebody says, you know, look, yeah, you know, next month you want to go to the mall and let's hit the sales and go crazy. Oh, absolutely. I'm a shopaholic. All right. Yeah, that's, you know, that may apply there. But compulsive buying is where you just can't stop, whether it's on a daily or weekly basis. Or you see something, and let's say you guys are going to a, you know, let's say for poops and giggles, you're like, you wonder what, there's some real pretty trailers out there. Let's go to the trailer show. And the first one you jump in and see, you go, I'm buying it. All right, that's where we start to then put it into a psychological disorder. They say the age of onset usually occurs in, you know, the late teens, early 20s. The average age is 30. All right. Maybe it's because you're finally, you know, free from the house. Maybe it's because you have your first credit card. We don't know. And they say sometimes it runs in the families. Mom liked to shop or dad liked to shop. Sometimes we see it in people with depression. Many times we see it comorbidly with other illnesses such as alcohol abuse, gambling disorder, bipolar. Some people during their manic episodes will show compulsive buying disorder. You could treat it. You could treat it with therapy. You could treat it with selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like, you know, antidepressants. But, you know, what ends up happening is you go through your income. Now, I have no idea if Johnny Depp's in financial ruins or not. I don't think so. But I don't know if this compulsive spending disorder is just over-exaggerated. I think he just, you know, is a celebrity and he has a lot of investments and he likes to spend the money he's earned. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. But don't let me wet my whistle. Good, here we go. No, it was non-alcoholic. Okay, trust me. Look, can you imagine me doing my show with alcohol? So, we are going to talk about the prostate. Now, I want to be drunk. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I am though giddy, all right? I am giddy because it looks like the airlines may have to stop being bastards when it comes to what they charge us. This is very, very interesting. So, today, Oscar Munoz, United Airlines CEO, had to face some pretty heavy questions here, all right? Because lawmakers were pretty mad at what happened with Dr. Dow and a lot of the issues such as overbooking and, you know, price hikes and all the other variety of stupid things that these airlines have been doing. And I guess angry lawmakers threatened United Airlines and other carriers today with legislation to force improvements as they expressed disgust after the passenger had been dragged off the overbooked flight last month, Dr. Dow. At a tense House of Representatives hearing, where executives defended airline policies, one lawmaker threw up his hands in frustration over the problems flyers routinely face, including complicated booking systems, confusing fees, long waits, and unexplained flight delays. Representative Michael Capuano, a Democrat from Massachusetts, said, "We all know it's a terrible experience. Some charge fees for baggage, some charge fees for oxygen, who knows?" So, they say this hearing could serve as a test on how the Republican-led Congress would respond to rising consumer anger over cost-cutting by airlines that boiled over after Dr. Dow, 69 years old, was violently dragged from a United flight at the Chicago airport on April 9th to make room for crew members. Now, let me, though, okay, I may be the only one saying this, right, and I don't want people getting mad at me, but I'm still not 100% behind what Dr. Dow did. Okay, I'm just of the thinking that he wouldn't have gotten hurt if, when the police came and said, "Look, we need to escort you off the plane," he did. Now, I know everybody's like, "Well, he didn't have to." Good for him for bucking authority. Okay, true, he didn't have to. It, you know, even though it wasn't United's legal right to kick somebody off a plane, he, you know, didn't necessarily have to be the one to give up his flight. So but he kicked and screamed like somebody being dragged off to the concentration camps. And in his flailing, he got himself hurt. And I thought that was just a little bit unnecessary. I think it made a lot of other people anxious. It, caused this whole, boil over, which maybe is good in the end, because if airlines now have to stop doing the stupid stuff that they do, I mean, that was ridiculous. You know, if that really happened where United Airlines, you know, wanted their crew to make it to the next city, so they have to kick off paying passengers, that's BS. So something has to be done. But did he have to go through, you know, such a dramatic display? Yeah, and again, we're at a time right now, and again, you know, my apologies to Dr. Dow. I mean, I know you sustained, severe injuries, and I know you are, a member in my field, and I commend you for your work and wanting to get back to patients. That is commendable. But we're trying to right now, which has completely fallen apart in the last few years, you know, explain to people that if a police officer comes up to you, right, and, you know, he is an authoritative figure, and he's not asking you to do something that's going to put you in bodily harm, to abide and to listen. All right? And we have this defying authority attitude that's been going on now for a while. If a cop tells you to put your hands up, people aren't doing that anymore. Yeah, you put your hands up or you'll get shot. I that's just something I learned as a kid. If a cop says to freeze, you freeze. If they say to put your hands up, you put your hands up. If a cop says to exit the vehicle, you exit the vehicle. So if a cop says, "Can you please leave your seat?" You do. And so again, I maybe 95% behind Dr. Dow, but not 100%, because I think it was a little over dramatic than what it had to be. However, people are calling him the Rosa Parks of the United Airline, and the airline fiasco, and maybe something like that had to be done. You know, our heroine Rosa Parks had to, stand up for her rights, and maybe this is what Dr. Dow really wanted to do. Maybe he really was fed up. And, you know, he felt that this is something that he had to do. And so I commend him for, being a trailblazer. It's just, I don't think he had to I don't think it had to have been, you know, that dramatic. But then again, maybe that's the only way to get people to listen. So for those of us that can't stand, right, not being able to change a flight if we needed to, for those of us that have to pay $25 or $50 away if we want to carry a suitcase with us on the flight, right, for those of us that can't stand the prices where the flights are already $500-$600 away, which should be a simple flight, $200, you know, that used to be just, I don't know, about a decade ago, I don't blame you. I mean, you know, this is ridiculous. So they say Republicans, they say, largely back President Donald Trump's push to cut rules and regulations. They say that hamper business growth, but said without offering specifics, they would not hesitate to clamp down on airlines. Bill Schuster, chairman of the House of Representatives Transportation Committee, says if airlines don't get their act together, we are going to act. It is going to be a one-size-fits-all. He said, seize this opportunity, because if you don't, we're going to come, and you're not going to like it. Republican Duncan Hunter, who flies from San Diego to Washington weekly when Congress is in session, said it was a joke that there is competition given there is no other direct flight from Washington to San Diego. Why do you hate the American people? He said, I was going to ask you how much do you hate the American people, but I'm not going to ask that. The White House has not weighed in on whether the rules are needed to respond to the airline customer service issues. So United CEO Oscar Munoz, in his defense, did apologize repeatedly. And he said, in that moment, for our customers and our company, we failed. And so as CEO, at the end of the day, that is on me. This has to be a turning point. And he was joined at the hearing by United President Scott Kirby and executives from American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, and Alaska Airlines. American Airlines experienced its own quote-unquote black eye last month when a video went viral showing a woman was in tears holding her young child after a flight with a flight attendant over a baby stroller. A fight. And, you know, I have to admit, I mean, I have been seeing the attitudes of flight attendants lately, and boy, have they been grumpy. But then again, so have patients. So have passengers. You know, we just saw, I think what's been going viral now are two passengers getting into a fist fight right now. I guess it was a plane in, I believe, China. I'm not sure. I have to double check. And so, you know, flight attendants are dealing with grumpy passengers who have to pay a lot, right? They had a lot of their, from what I understand, their benefits cut. You know, and so it's just an all-around very negative situation. I can't tell you how many times I have been mistreated and talked to on an airline. And I'm like, okay, I paid $600 for this ticket, and you're going to talk to me like that? You know, and so you just have, everybody has an attitude these days. So, yeah, something's going to blow. And that's what happened with Dr. Dow. They say United has changed its policies by reducing overbooked flights and offering passengers who give up their seats up to $10,000. The airline has promised to no longer call in law enforcement officers to deny ticketed passengers their seats, except in situations involving security or safety. And that I agree with. But Munoz defended the policy of overbooking, says it helps the airline better serve passengers. American Airlines said it would not end the practice. Now, the reason why is you have a lot of people cancel. People are flakes. People have things that come up. You know how many times I would have loved to switch a flight? The only reason why I don't switch my flights to make it more convenient for me is because of the cost. But I would probably be switching every other flight. So maybe a company can't run a business if people do that. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Trump administration has loosened the quote-unquote Obama-era school lunch requirements. As you remember, there were students taking pictures of the new school lunches that was, I believe, spearheaded by Michelle Obama. And I think who did some good work when it came from nutritional campaigns. But, you know, students were posting pictures of their new school lunch. and making gagging sounds and making fun of the pictures. And it kind of was a joke to a lot of the students. Many of us parents are like, well, good, it's about time. You know, they start making sloppy joes a little healthier. But it sounds like that the First Lady Michelle Obama's Healthy Lunch Initiative is going to be seeing a little bit of a rollback as the Trump administration unveiled a rule on Monday to eliminate some of the nutritional standards currently set in place. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue said schools would no longer have to try so hard to cut the salt in students' meals or work in whole grains and non-fat milk. If kids aren't eating the food and it's ended up in the trash, they aren't getting any nutrition, thus undermining the intent of the program, according to Perdue, said while he was visiting a school in Leesburg, Virginia. So, like I said, the big joke was these lunch pails or these garbage containers in schools. You would see the fruit, you would see the vegetable, you would see the majority of the food, and what a waste! And the kids weren't eating. And I'm not saying all of them. I think a lot of people really did appreciate the healthier choices, but it just didn't. From what I understand, it just didn't seem to work as successfully as Michelle Obama had hoped. So the announcement, they say, is the first major move from Perdue and complies with pleas from school nutrition directors who decried that many students under the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act signed into law. In particular, they argued for changes to the Act's whole grain and sodium requirements. So these were school nutrition directors who asked for this, saying it was hard to find foods that kids would eat under those standards. We've been hearing from a lot of parents, students, and food service professionals about how we can do better in this role. These changes are not undertaken lightly. So again, this isn't something where Donald Trump is like, I'm sick of the Democrats and what they did. Let's just reverse everything. Sounds like this is something that school officials, especially the nutrition directors, are asking for. And if they don't have the leeway under the law signed by President Obama to go, okay, you know what, the kids aren't eating, let's add something, then they can't add it. So the act was part of the former First Lady's broader Let's Move campaign, targeted federally subsidized school meals, and had increased requirements for serving sizes and nutritional standards. Schools were required to offer only fat-free or low-fat milk, limit calories based on students' ages, and cut down on saturated fat, trans fat, and sodium. Now, again, on the outset, that sounds good. I didn't complain too much when it came to the school lunch program with Michelle Obama because we do need to cut salt. I don't think whole milk should be served. I think a low-fat milk, fat-free milk is like water. I don't know if I would do fat-free. But I think low-fat milk is fine because here's the thing. Kids still need fat. Right? Kids still need to get triglycerides, cholesterol, certain sugars in their system. Okay? So low-fat milk I thought was appropriate. Cutting back on the salt. You know, do kids really need French fries for lunch? No. But the problem we have is, you know, kids want to eat what they want to eat. And when they have math class next after lunch and they skipped eating, well, what's going to happen with that math class? Now, I'm not saying give them candy bars by any means, but, you know, there has to be something that they could, you know, then make a healthy hamburger. Make a healthy hamburger where, like, you know how they now have whole wheat white bread, like Wonder does that, and I don't know how healthy that is in terms of, you know, how much wheat they're getting in there, but there are ways to make quote-unquote white buns out of whole wheat. So if it's hamburger day, you could have a lean ground beef. Maybe you could even make turkey burgers. The problem is you can't really, you know, you got to tell the kids what they're getting. So you can't, if you say it's a turkey burger, they're not going to eat it. But, I mean, you could have a, you know, low-fat cheese. You could have a low-salt meat that is, you know, 97% fat-free. You could have some tasty ketchup. Right? Got to be careful with the sugar content of it. But, I mean, there are ways to make, you know, there has to be some creativity to this. They say the Trump administration has signaled that changes were coming in January when a document released by the Office of Representative Mark Meadows, Republican from North Carolina, called for repealing aspects of the act. The details are part of a broader plan released by Meadows titled First 100 Days, Rules, Regulations, and Executive Orders to Examine, Revoke, and Issue, which called for the administration to reverse nearly 200 rules and regulations. They say the regulations have proven to be burdensome and unworkable for schools to implement. Schools are throwing food away that students are not eating. And that's the other thing that drives me crazy. We got kids dying of hunger in third world countries, and we're serving food to our kids that are ending up in a garbage. It bothers me. I really would like to see a better way of how to redistribute. Well, I hate wasting food. It's just something that I grew up with because my grandparents were from the Depression age and the Dust Bowl era, and it's just, I hate throwing food away. You know, that's why a lot of us like to feed our animals with the food, because we just throwing food away, it's a lot of us is counterintuitive. So when I hear that that's what kids are doing, it's a shame. I did that, you know, when they had fish sticks, right, back in the 70s and 80s, when they served fish sticks for lunch, I'm like, are you kidding me? Now, they say not all were opposed to Obama's initiative. They say a Christian Science Monitor report published in January 2017 found an increase in 6 nutrients among students who have been served the federally regulated lunches. So they say it's discouraging that just days into his tenure, one of the first things that Sonny Perdue will do is to roll back progress on the quality of meals served to American children, according to Margot Wuda at the Center of Science and Public Interest. So I think what we need to do, I think who needs to decide, I think who we really, really need to hear from are the schools. Okay, what is happening? And let's get some hard data. And we don't need this politicized, okay? I hate how they're making, you know, people are making this an anti-Trump or an anti-Obama thing. What is going on with our kids? If our kids are not eating the food, let's serve food that they can eat, okay? You know, I really think it would be great for schools to have salad bars. Okay? I think offering a salad bar, maybe some kids would skip it. But, you know, this is what I really think we need to do, and I know some parents may not like this, but how we need to be dealing with kids, and there's a study that's come out saying kids eat french fries more than vegetables, well, duh. But how we need to do it is you don't start eating your meal until you have 3 or 4 vegetables chewed and eaten. So the children have to go to the salad bar, grab their 3 or 4 vegetables, and eat them. Then they go to the main lunch line and could get the burger or their pizza or their turkey sandwich, etc. And that's how you need to do it in your house. The first thing on everybody's plate, which is how they do it in restaurants, is the salad. Okay? Serve the vegetables first. After they eat their vegetables, then they get the rest of the food. And it could even include some dessert. I don't care. But just serve the vegetables first. Why don't schools do that? Or, okay, schools give everybody... Now, I understand, well, what about choking hazards? And what if they have an allergy? Really, an allergy to a carrot? Well, you work all that out ahead of time. But school lunches should be, give the kids their bag of vegetables first. It could be celery, it could be carrots, it could be cucumbers, it could be tomatoes. Okay? I know tomatoes are fruits, I get that. But you give them that first. It could be leaves of lettuce. After they eat a little bag, okay, they could go back and get more, but then they go in to get their main meal. And I think that's how we need to do it in the homes. It's just the way we need to do it. You know, with my kids, with breakfast, I'm like, you got to drink your orange juice first. After you drink your orange juice, then you get your cereal. It didn't work, but, you know, we tried. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.